A surgeon's hands shake before a critical operation. An entrepreneur stares at bankruptcy papers. A parent holds their breath as their child struggles. What separates those who collapse from those who rise? The answer isn't talent, privilege, or luck. It's something far more fundamental and, surprisingly, far more accessible. Mental toughness has become the defining trait of our era, yet most of us misunderstand what it actually means. This isn't about gritting your teeth through pain or suppressing emotions. It's about building a psychological foundation so solid that when life inevitably knocks you down, you don't just get back up. You learn to dance in the storm. Mental toughness is your durability when facing adversity, your capacity to withstand pressure, regulate emotions, and persevere through obstacles. But here's the crucial distinction. It's not the same as grit. Grit describes your inclination to persist, while mental toughness reflects your attitudinal durability, your general outlook, closer to stoicism than stubbornness. Think of grit as the engine that keeps you moving forward. Mental toughness is the shock absorbers that let you handle rough terrain without falling apart. Mental toughness appears across all high-stakes situations. Athletes enduring brutal training, ER doctors making split-second decisions, parents sacrificing for their children's future. Yet it's rarely universal. You might excel under workplace pressure but struggle in relationships. A business owner who navigates market crashes might panic over parenting challenges. This specificity reveals both challenge and opportunity. Mental toughness must be developed across life domains, but it's entirely learnable through consistent practice. The rewards transform how you navigate life. You develop resistance to negative emotions, not by suppressing feelings, but by preventing anger, shame, and anxiety from hijacking your behavior. Performance improves because you approach challenges with grace rather than wilting under pressure. Instead of becoming fatalistic, you cultivate confidence that circumstances will improve through deliberate action. Your relationship with stress transforms completely. Mental strength allows you to thrive under pressure, not just endure it. You become less susceptible to self-doubt, not because doubt disappears, but because you recognize it as insecurity rather than evidence. Facing adversity becomes easier when you understand your purpose, keeping you focused and less susceptible to hopelessness. Your perspective on failure shifts dramatically. Mental resilience prepares you to accept failure as a potential outcome and learn from mistakes. You view failure as an opportunity for improvement rather than a judgment of your worth, removing its power over you. This enhanced ability to delay gratification helps you resist immediate temptations and focus on endeavors with bigger future dividends. You develop the willingness to let things go, releasing emotional pain from past mistakes, perceived slights, and regrettable decisions, seeing them as stepping stones rather than defining characteristics. The transformation isn't about becoming invulnerable. It's about building resilience that allows you to bend without breaking when life's inevitable storms arrive. Mental resilience requires confronting adversaries that intimidate you into surrendering when things get tough. Self-pity exhausts us and sabotages resolve, making us wallow rather than act. Self-doubt paralyzes us. Though ability rarely determines success, insecurity does. Even Fortune 500 CEOs and world-class athletes experience self-doubt. Problems arise when it prevents action. Your inner critic may be your toughest adversary, that voice insisting you're not good enough or deserving of success. Once your mind fixates on negativity, your inner critic successfully distracts you from building resolve. Fear takes many forms: disappointing others, failure, success, or the unknown. Regardless of form, fear sabotages resilience by focusing you on negative outcomes, distorting reality, and implying catastrophe. While occasional laziness prevents burnout, unchecked laziness breeds more laziness, encouraging concession over persistence. Perfectionism undermines toughness by creating constant struggle to satisfy personal and perceived external expectations. Our emotions can be allies or adversaries. When we lose control, we surrender our attention to negativity. Finally, self-limiting beliefs like, "I'm too old to start a business," or I lack experience, so I'll fail, sabotage us before we begin, convincing us we're unprepared to achieve our goals. Emotional intelligence, understanding and managing our emotions, enables us to perform under pressure. Mental toughness requires recognizing our feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and values rather than suppressing them. When facing setbacks, acknowledge negative emotions, evaluate their validity, and regulate unrealistic ones. Empathy strengthens mental toughness by connecting us with others' experiences, teaching us about our own responses to adversity. Emotional mastery means recognizing, understanding, and managing emotions healthily, not stifling them. How we perceive ourselves and our abilities directly impacts our mental toughness, making emotion management essential during distress. Gaining emotional control takes time and practice. Effective tactics include reflecting on feelings, scrutinizing negative emotions, daily meditation, confronting your inner critic, distinguishing between controllable and uncontrollable circumstances, taking action despite uncertainty, and maintaining physical health. With consistent practice, you'll transform automatic reactions into thoughtful responses during difficult situations. Hardships strengthen mental resilience like heat tempers steel. To benefit, we must face adversity with confidence, courage, and composure, not through willpower, which depletes quickly, but through character, being honest with ourselves, clear about our commitments, and willing to face difficulties positively. The Finnish concept of sisu, grim courage facing certain failure, offers a powerful model. During the 1939 Winter War, Finland faced the vastly superior Soviet army, outnumbered 3-1 in soldiers, with only 32 tanks versus thousands and 114 aircraft versus 4,000. Despite impossible odds, they refused to surrender. Over 3 months, they inflicted 400,000 Soviet casualties while suffering 70,000 of their own. Winston Churchill praised, "Only Finland, superb, nay, sublime, in the jaws of peril, Finland shows what free men can do." While few face such extreme challenges, we can adopt their mindset. Refuse to let circumstances overwhelm you. Commit to action after understanding your situation. Practice emotional resilience with daily setbacks, and anticipate problems to prepare confidently. Sisu means recognizing your circumstances, evaluating your options, and taking determined action, accepting unfavorable conditions but pressing forward regardless. Mental toughness strengthens through daily practice, like a muscle. Start with 5 minutes of meditation. Focusing on breathing disconnects you from stress and enhances attention, decision-making, and impulse control. Counter self-doubt by asking, "What's the worst that can happen?" This reveals mistakes are rarely disastrous, freeing you to act confidently. Practice small daily risks, ordering unfamiliar dishes, trying new equipment, or opening up emotionally. These exposures teach your mind to view setbacks as learning opportunities. As Epictetus noted, identify what's beyond your control and what you can influence. Wasting energy on the uncontrollable depletes mental resources. When facing unpleasant tasks, focus on why they matter, meeting deadlines, enabling future projects, fulfilling commitments. Replace your inner critic with an inner optimist. Top performers adapt to setbacks with resolve rather than emotion. No one is born resilient. These qualities develop through experiencing adversity. Start small today. Meditate 5 minutes. Take one risk. Question one limiting belief. Each action compounds into extraordinary resilience. The world needs people who get back up and keep moving forward. That person can be you.